Why you guys ever really just listen to Izzo, Jay-Z? Have you really just said, just listen to it and just really listen to the words? Hov on some next level. Like, Hov talk about some stuff that he doing right now. Back in them days. Like, Hov really live, man. Hov really talking that talk. I know a lot of people don't like Hov. I know y'all don't. But I read the lyrics. Go and just read them like it sound like it's just real, like back in them days would just been like real turn. But when you really listen to it, it's like Hov got the bounce, but he really giving you something to think about if you really just sitting and meditating. Think about those words and what he was trying to do as far as his message and get across and how he's lived up to that now and just continue grinding, getting better. You know, that's inspiring, man. And I just can't lie. I'm sitting here. And by the way, I'm your host, King Breeze. Welcome to episode 26 of the Breeze Talks Movies podcast. Reporting to you live and direct from Funky Town, Texas. That's Fort Worth, Texas. Back at it again, man. Episode 26. Listen, rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend. Make sure you leave their reviews. I need those. Interact on social media. Breeze Talks Movies. Breeze Talks on Twitter. And Breeze Talks Movies on Instagram. And Facebook. So this week, I'm supposed to be talking about Just Mercy, right? And I got the Izzo song on my mind. I'm sitting here and I'm just kind of prepping for the show. And when I was watching Just Mercy, I actually learned of the tragedy with Kobe Bryant while I was like, I had to walk out. It just, when I talk about inspiration, and forgive me, I just feel behooved to talk about this for a second, man. When we talk about inspiration, for me, and anybody that know me knows I'm spitting straight facts, straight from the heart. Anybody that know me know that Kobe Bryant, man, Kobe was like next level to me, man. And to hear that news about him and his daughter, man, you want to talk about heartbreaking, man, that was heartbreaking for me. So forgive me if it took a little longer to get this out. Like I said, I was in the theater, so it took me a minute to like sit down and think about this without just thinking about that moment and just how crazy that all was and just everything that was happening. And then finding out, you know, like I said, about his daughter and the seven other people that were on the helicopter as well, and just, I'll talk about devastating, man. Devastating. But, it just put me in a mode of, like, while I'm here, you know, life is short, man. We gotta get to it. We gotta grind. And really try to make some of ourselves. Young or old. Yo, you know, it's always something you can be out there doing to keep getting better and keep pushing things forward and try to leave the world better than it was when you found it. So in respect to that, like I said, welcome to the Breeze Talks Movies podcast, where I'm trying to do something a little bit like that in a different way than Hov or Kobe Bryant, and just trying to use their motivation, their inspiration to push myself forward, to leave the world better than when I found it. So, forgive me again, rambling, talking Just Mercy, non-spoilers and spoilers as usual. Yeah, man, we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk some movies. We're going to talk Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, Brie Larson. Like I said, man, we're just going to have a good time. We're going to talk movies, man. Y'all keep riding with me. Let's get it in. You know, man. Am I tripping? And God is awesome, man. God is awesome. Anyway, my bad. Praise report. Y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't want to hear that, man. I'm going to keep going. Anyway, Just Mercy, Breeze Talks Movies Podcast, episode 26. Talking non-spoilers right now, man. And this movie, just to be honest, and sit here and really just keep it all the way alive with you guys, I didn't see every second of this movie, like I said, because I had to walk out of the theater to kind of compose myself after I got the news. So I didn't see a few minutes of the movie, but I didn't think I missed enough to take away from having a real strong opinion about this movie. And the strong opinion about this movie is that I loved it. I cannot find too many things to even say that I don't like. Maybe two things. And we're talking so minuscule that they're really not even worth mentioning. My biggest problem with this movie, and I can just say this up front, is that it did not get the adoration that I feel it should have gotten. And I think the studio probably also felt they should have gotten, right? If you put Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx and O'Shea, Ice Cube's son, on there, you start putting all these people in a movie, these people ain't cheap. Like, you want some return. And I think box office wise, it probably did fine. I haven't checked into it just yet. But as far as just like word on the street, like everybody talking about it, I don't. Maybe I don't follow enough people, but I don't really see the discourse going on about Just Mercy or, I don't know. I guess there haven't really been a movie that I felt this way about in quite some time. But it just didn't seem to get the adoration. And I don't know why. And when I say adoration, it's getting it from critics and anybody else who talks about the movies or is like just really into that thing. But amongst like regular people, the people who create the sensation of a Black Panther, something like that, I felt like this message was that good. It was that good. And this movie was that good. Like, now, is it a really straightforward, factual movie that, it's even really hard to talk about it as like non-spoilers and spoilers. You just Google it, like before and after the movie came out. It's very straightforward. I mean, that might be one of my criticisms, that it is that. But that, I mean, is that it really even a criticism? No, it's really not. That it is what it is. And for something to not be a documentary, and for it to, if you go back and read the stories about Bryan Stevenson and Walter McMillan and everything that was just going on with that whole ordeal, you find out that this is highly accurate. Like, the stuff that's not, maybe not accurate in this is irrelevant. And it's understandable because we telling the story about something that took years. And we shaving that down to an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, some things can be fudged over. But, basically what this movie is about is Jamie Foxx, Walter McMillan, Michael B. Jordan is Bryan Stevenson. And Walter McMillan has been put on death row. And the evidence that was relied upon to do this is questionable at its absolute best. And it's, anyway, It's not even valid. Screw it. It's not even valid. But they put this man on death row. And so we meet Brian Stevenson and his partner in crime, Brie Larson's character. Brie Larson is Captain Marvel. We see them come together to take on this behemoth of a situation of black man in Alabama, where it's as racist as it can get in the South. Like, and the wildest thing about the movie is it really didn't take place that long ago. And it's like, you know, hello. What you think it was? But, you know, I'll leave that for, you know, for another day. But you see and you meet these characters and you see them going dealing with the situation, the ups and downs, all the good and the bad. And they do a really good job of retelling this story. I feel like if you're going to do a retelling of something, this is what it should be, right? As accurate as possible. And I think Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, I think they really shine in this. Obviously, Brie Larson, she's good. Every character that's in this is good. I'm talking side characters. They all play a significant part to the story. And you understand that they have backgrounds and different things that they bring to the table as human beings. And you really get entrenched with these characters all in just a short period of time. So that when a side character, when something happens to a side character, you're just as tore up about that as if it happened to the next man. And that's just because they've done such a good job of endearing these characters to us that when they go, we feel that and we don't want them to go. And we also realize that this is real. Like, this actually happened. This is what actually happened. And it's heartbreaking, man. It really is. And just to see the way people are treated, man, and just all the corruption going on in the world right now, it's tough, man. But long story short, I loved it. Should you go see this in theaters? Hell yeah. What took you so long? Go ahead. Go see it. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And I've talked good and long about this. I've talked in good and long about a lot of things. So with that being said, I think it's time to talk spoilers. So we're going to talk spoilers in 5, 4, wait. If you didn't know I was doing the giveaway, I'm doing a giveaway. Yes, I'm doing a giveaway, y'all. I'm doing a giveaway for a nice little date night. You know what I'm saying? A little something. You ain't shout it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You take your little girl out of something. You know what I'm talking about, man? You know, take your man out, you know, do a little something special, you know, do a little something special. And look, Fandango gift card is going to be $40. That's like, you know, 2.5 movies or something. Price expensive these days. But nah, you can probably, you know, you probably get a good 4 trips to the movie theater. So, with that being said, it is a giveaway. It is a contest. So there's criteria. There are things you have to do in order to qualify. When I do my post on Instagram about this movie, I'm telling you the podcast is out, I need you to do a few things. First, gotta go on IG, follow me at Breeze Talks Movies. If you aren't doing that already, what took you so long? We need you. Anyway, I'll make my post about Just Mercy. When I release it, go to my post and comment your favorite Jamie Foxx or Michael B. Jordan movie using the hashtag Hashtag Breeze Talks Movies. And tag your friends. The more friends you tag, the higher your chances of winning. Now, do me a favor. You know, you're going to be tagging people. Tag people you know who likes movies. You know what I'm saying? And you tell a friend. You get me? Tell a friend. We need it. Struggling out here. For real. I'm struggling, man. Look, do this for your boy. Make your comment on the post. Tag some friends. Get your name in it into the drawing. Win the contest, and I'll announce it on the next episode. You see, you gotta listen. So, if I had the weekend, I said, go tell your friends about me. Go tell your friends. Have them follow. Win a gift card. Get yourself a date night. Show yourself some self-love in 2020. You dig me? Show yourself some love. Give yourself a hug. You know, the whole thing. Give yourself a hug. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself you're great. Pick up your gift card. Take yourself to the movies. Go check out Just Mercy. You know. Go check it out again. Take a friend. I don't know. Take your dog. Weird stuff be going on in movies. I don't know. Go see something else. Doesn't matter what you go see. Go see Knives Out. Save it. Go see something else at the movie theater on down the line. Get lonely. Wait till you get a bae. Take them. I don't know. It's up to you. Anyway. Hell, maybe you want to go to one of them weird theaters. Watch Butt Naked Booty Bandits or something. I don't know. I don't think they take no Fandango gift cards. I'm just saying. Join the contest. Take them. I don't know. It's up to you. Anyway, that's how you win. Let's talk spoilers. Yeah. All right. So, this movie is about Bryan Stevenson trying to get Jamie Foxx out of jail, right? So, how that happens is he graduates. He does a lot of internships. They give him money to fund a project. He starts the Equal Justice Initiative. Brie Larson is his kind of his secretary a little bit. And they go on this mission. They come across a few people. That being your inmates, the ones that they're trying to, with this initiative, get people off death row. And give them representation. They meet Jamie Foxx. They meet O'Shea. They meet Rob Morgan and his character. And when I say they form this bond, right, between those three inmates, just by sheer dialogue, right, just excellent dialogue. And they're talking, and they're relating, they're listening to music, they're just doing things that try to approximate life. And all of these men are here for reasons. People who do not look like them would be on the streets. Like, no trial, no nothing, no issues from the cops. No nothing. So what we find out is this. Jamie Foxx's character has cheated on his wife, right? Slept with this white woman. I think it was somebody's husband. So he did something wrong. He was involved in an inappropriate relationship, right? He was living in infidelity, you know. And he went and cheated on his wife. My boy ended up in not only prison, but he ended up on death row. And so they've used the testimony of this white dude who they have threatened to uphold this story. This white dude's basically a snitch. And It's played by what's the guy's name? Tim Blake Nelson. He's been in a lot of stuff. I think he's been in Fargo before. I know he was in this newest season on HBO for The Watchmen. He's a big player on there. Oh, no, big player, big character on there. Really good actor. And they coerce him to tell this to corroborate this lie that Jamie Foxx went in, he killed his 18-year-old white girl, da 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 da. And they put Walter McMillan on death row before he was even convicted. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I had never even heard of this story before. So, obviously, you're aware of just the never-ending amount of data that is reported in history about all the stuff that has occurred that is wrong. But all this, you know, racism and bigotry and all of that. But, you know, to have a story that they feel confident enough in to put in the forefront right like that and to really make a film about it, I thought that was great. And, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to put stuff like this out, man, because, if it's people on low levels like that, man, what you think about the people that's on the high levels that is afraid about letting you get to what they done built up for centuries, you know, passed down from generation to generation, you know. You think they want you infringing on that? And, man, all that just to say, this whole situation is just unfair, right? And the grounds for which this man is being put on death row is not a death row offense. They put my guy on death row because he slept with a white woman. Bro, come on, man. Like, this concluded in, like, the 90s, bro. Don't act like it happened a real long time ago. Like, I've been around for a little bit. You know, I'm not an elder, but I've been around for a little bit. And, I was a baby when this happened. Like, it's not that long ago. I ain't that old. I ain't even 30. Come on, man. And I'm just saying, no, don't tell me it happened that long ago, like it's some kind of, you know, 12 years a slave or something like that. It's not that, bro. Like, pay this respect. But anyway, he's on death row. And he's making bonds with these characters, and he comes across Jamie Foxx. I mean, Michael B. Jordan's character, Brian. Now, Brian is young, right? Walter has reached out and worked with several attorneys at this point, all of which have come and have let him down every single time. Him along with all of the other characters, because there are a lot of black men on death row. Now, there's white men, right? There's, it's cultured on death row. But there's like one. You know what I'm saying? And they do all of this. They go through all this stuff to keep this man in jail. And you, throughout the movie, they're just making these comments. And especially at the beginning, where they're just like, as soon as you bring up Walter, as soon as you bring him up in conversation, the white people just, they turn red, they get angry, and they're just upset and mad. And once you know the why, and you put that with that, it's just like, come on, bro. Like, the man say. And then you see what happened with Kevin Hart. Hey, look. Say. Hey, look, man. They tried to put that boy on death row, man. Anyway. Yeah, let me not stick. They do all that, and Brian's young, and just to see the relationship that develops between Brian and Walter is incredible. I was worried about Michael B. Jordan because he seems to not do well outside of Ryan Coogler, and you know, he makes, what's the movie? Fruitvale Station. You see him in Fruitvale Station, and then you see him in Fantastic Four, and Coogs get him back, and now he's in Black Panther, and, you know, and, Creed. And so he doesn't have a great track record. I mean, he was in Fantastic Four. Let me say that again. Let me say it louder for the people in the back. He was in Fantastic Four, the latest one. That movie is garbage. Trash. The worst. Like, that movie is awful, dog. It's low-key the reason why I got into this, because it's so bad. One day I'm going to go back, and I'm going to review that movie, and I'm going to really give y'all that venom that I got for that movie, man. I do not like that movie. But, so outside of Coogler, his track record is bad. And when I say I don't see people talking about this, like, everybody was talking about Joker. Movie fans, non-movie fans, everybody was talking about Joker. Now, I'll say this. Is Michael B. Jordan doing the level or the... I won't even say the level. I'll say the amount of acting that Joaquin Phoenix is doing in Joker. No, he's not doing that much. But the level at which he is acting, I don't think it's that different. I really don't. Jamie Foxx. Yo, we've been waiting for one of these, Jamie. Yo, Jamie reached in that bag, and he went Ray on us. Like, Jamie pulled out that talent that only Jamie Foxx has, and was like, oh, I hope y'all didn't forget. Jamie Foxx reached in that bag. Brie Larson is good, man. She's not one of the main players in the movie. O'Shea, he provides all the levity, most of the levity. They do have brief moments of levity throughout that I really enjoy, as far as their placement in the movie. I appreciate their placement in the movie, because it's not over the top. But it's enough to show you, especially when they're in jail, how these guys are adapting, or at least trying to adapt while living like caged animals, and getting ready to suffer deaths that they do not deserve. Yo, they do such a good job, man, of just putting in those moments. O'Shea does a great job of kind of sinking into this character. I had to double take him, because I didn't all the way know. I don't know if he shaved or if he gained weight for it or what, but... He did so good. Robert Morgan did great. His character actually got executed. And to see just the camaraderie between all the inmates, and they rattling spoons, and how Brian was just a tad bit too late on this one. Just a tad bit too late. And, you know, they get to him. And they execute the guy. And it's sad and it's terrible. And, it's jarring, everything, and just to see how they took this man's life, and this man is one of the same men that went over and fought in Vietnam, I believe was the war they say he fought in, and went and suffered that trauma. Now, he did. Now, he was one of the guys, and he even said it. He admitted it early. He wasn't one that was... I love that they didn't show anybody in this movie who was on death row that did not, that deserved to be, you know, in a place like that. I won't say anybody deserves to be on death row. Yeah, I will. Sometimes you deserve to be on that mug, man. Sometimes your ass needs to be on that mug, man. Now, you out and you shooting up schools and, you know, you out here tripping. Now, you got to go, buddy. You got to go, man. But if you out here, you know, cheating, you know, yeah, you hurt people. It's on an emotional level. But, I mean, hopefully no one's physically hurt or dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Like, when you display a level of just ill intent for humanity, come on, man. But yeah. Now, like I said, this guy, he admitted, he put a bomb in front of a house and exploded and it killed somebody. Cool. Now, does that man not need to be on the street? Yeah. Because he can't control himself. And I apologize for anybody that this is getting, like, too deep, but that's real life. It just is what it is, man. And for this to be the first review that I'm doing in a month of Black History, you know, I figured I might as well start off with something that's historic. And something that was deserving of a lot of praise and admiration. Like I said, all the Rob Morgan, O'Shea, Jamie, they were all just, everybody just did so well, man. And it was really enjoyable. Problems, I don't have many, man. I don't even know if I have a legitimate problem. When you talk historic accuracy, I did some research on this and looked into the history of it. It's very historically accurate. It was true. He was on death row before he was even convicted. They had to sit through the whole trial and worry about his life on death row for just sleeping with somebody. They wouldn't have tripped if he slept with somebody that looked like him. He was in there because he slept with somebody that didn't look like him. And they were mad at that. Was married or not, it didn't matter. She could have asked for it or not. It didn't matter. And this was, almost 30 years ago. How far have we really come? Anyway, character threats. Brian gets threatened in when he's on his way home one day after meeting with Walter McMillan's family, and they just strip search. I mean, not strip search, and they do that to him earlier in the movie, just for no reason. I mean, just when he's trying to walk in the courthouse, they strip search him. Or no, not when he was going to visit Walter McMillan and all the guys on death row. They strip searched him then for no reason. Not legal. They did it anyway. Jump forward. He spends the day with the family and does all the stuff that he needs to do. Gets a lot of evidence. And he's really pressing these guys and stuff is getting worse. And all this evidence is coming to light about the wrong and the injustice that took place here and how they got this dude behind bars. Threaten him, put a gun on him, put a gun to the back of his head, tell him not to move. But you can tell they hope he do. Cameras wasn't even on, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't like they are now. So, you know they was going wild. But anyway, after that, he goes and he has a 60 minutes expose. Now, I thought this was a theatrical thing. But I looked it up, and man, it's as real as it gets. And the 60 Minutes expose, they made it to where they couldn't do anything too crazy anymore because they was on Front Street. Now everybody in Alabama froze, and they nervous. And now we get to the end, and one of the white dudes that you can see in his eyes, and I wish I knew this actor's name. You can see in his eyes the entire movie. He has not cared once about the evidence. Like, he's the least racist white man in the movie. He's the least racist. Like, everybody else is just openly racist. Well, they're not openly racist, but... And that's another thing, man. They were so low-key racist. They were just so low-key about it. But they was bold, too, at the same time. It's a wild dichotomy, man. And just to the amount of time that has passed since then, just not being that much, it's just, it's astounding, man. See everything happening on the news and shootings and all this wild stuff going on. It's just, how far? You don't hear me. Anyway, one of the funniest things, and when I was reading an article about the movie that I saw that really cracked me up and tickled me, because this movie is so historically accurate, right? And they interviewed Bryan Stevenson, still alive to this day, and he's still kicking, actually. He's got the EJI and it's up and rolling. And he's still working. Should I got her name too? Brie Larson's character. He's still working with her, and they've tried hundreds of cases at this point, gotten a lot of people off death row that didn't belong. Anyway, Bryan Stevenson was interviewed, and he was talking to people, and he was like, just, you know, talking about how the movie was made and the accuracy of the movie. And he was like, yeah, it's all, to ask him these questions, all pretty accurate. Then he gets down, he's like, one thing that isn't that accurate, though, is, you know, Michael B. Jordan doesn't quite look like me. Especially when he takes his shirt off. But since I am gonna get strip searched in this, tell him he can keep the body. Tell him he can keep the body, man. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan didn't have to gain no dad weight. Ooh wee. Cause you know that's how he looked. You know that's how he looked, man. Or if anything, he was just like a twig, you know, just meat and bones, just standing there in a suit, you know. But yeah. So I thought that was really funny. Another thing that, you know, on a more serious note, not necessarily. Brie Larson's character role is a bit expanded in the sense that they gave other people that were involved, that were actually attorneys, just for the sake of time, they shrunk all that down and gave a lot of that other action that was done to her. Now she doesn't seem to cross any lines or anything like that in terms of like her abilities. She seems to fit right in, but she's still very good. Yeah, man. All the side characters were good. Everybody. I really, and them two things that I just named, one was a joke, and one, I mean, the next one with Brie Larson, obviously. So, all that to say, I like it, man. Go see this. If you haven't seen it, go see this, man. Like, I think this is one of those movies that people just need to see. If nothing else but for education, it never hurts to be more educated about a situation. It's never bad to do some research and learn, you know what I mean, and try to understand. So, yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I don't want to say much more. I know I've been going on. I've been all over the place today talking about Kobe and Jay-Z and I've been all over the shop, man. This is a really good movie. Go see it. It's for sure, Breezy. For sure. I'm working on that. I'm trying to see if I can make it stick. Is it Breezy? You know, we gonna see. We gonna see if that one sticks. I don't quite know just yet. But if you got some ideas, let me know. You can contact me at Breeze Talks Movies on Instagram and Facebook, and you can contact me on Twitter at Breeze Talks. Hit me up on my email, WeTalkNetwork@Outlook.com. That's WeTalkNetwork@Outlook.com. If you have comments, want a particular movie reviewed or talked about, want to hit your boy up for some advertisements or promotion, you want to come on the show, you want to talk with me about something, let's do it. Hit me up. Let's get it in. Let's have a good time. Let's talk movies. You can hit me up there, man. Obviously, listen, rate, review, and subscribe. I need those reviews, my people. I need them. I need him like a fiend. I'll read him on the show, dog. Look at yourself. I'm just saying, man. If you got an iPhone, especially, because I can really see those. I got an iPhone myself. Go on there. I see how many people is, you know, I see what types of phones are paying attention, man. Go ahead, let your boy review. You know, if you're able to do that on Google Podcasts or wherever, show your boy some love when you get a chance. If not, I know y'all on Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram. Tag your boy. Respond to the stories. You know, follow me. Everything. The whole nine yards. Help us grow. Help us expand. You know, help me do something for the phone. For the fam. But yeah, man. Episode 26, Breeze Talks Movies Podcast. You guys know how to get at me. Much love. I'm out. God bless.